Nebulon Ranger. This is Onderon Flight Control. You are cleared to land on Docking Bay 2.
Affirmative, Flight Control. Please alert Master Arca that Tat Danita has arrived with the Jedi, Os Willem.
So, this is the city of Aziz. It looks magnificent.
It was before all the fighting started.
It looks like we arrived on Onderon just in time for a funeral, Tat Danita.
Yes, Os Willem. Master Arca has ordered that the body of Queen Amanoa and the remains of the Sith Lord Freedin Nadd be removed from the planet. The Onderonians are taking it to a tomb on the fourth moon. Master Arca says the dark side is still strong around Freedin Nadd's ancient sarcophagus.
Yes, I can feel it.
Ah, here they are now.
Who's that powerful-looking man in the lead?
That is Orin Kira, the Beast Lord. Not a Jedi, but a formidable man in his own way. The woman next to him is Princess Galia, the new ruler of Onderon.
And those three must be...
Yes, Ulic and Kay Keldroma. And with them is... Master Arca, I've returned!
Welcome back, Tat Danita. And who have you brought?
This is Master Thon's pupil, Os Willem. He's agreed to help us with our work.
Your help is welcome.
Ah, and this is Ulic Keldroma and his brother Kay.
Hello.
Hello. It is a great honor to serve you, Master Arca, but you look unwell.
The dark side of the Force, the city is still permeated with it. It's affecting us all. Despite the light I have brought, the dark side still seems curiously powerful in this world. The dark Jedi Freedin Nadd still has a following among the populace. I believe some of his adherents are dark side magicians.
Well, they sure appear and disappear like magic. We've had a dozen guerrilla attacks in the last week alone. But the terrorists just seem to vanish.
Hey, watch it!
Oh, sorry, Gobi. It's so dark down here, I can't see where I'm going.
I know what you mean. These caverns under the city go on for miles, and they're pitch black.
Why are we down here, anyway?
Orders from the Jedi. They say someone's down here practicing Sith magic. Maybe old King Omen. Maybe even Freedin Nadd himself, for all I know.
King Omen? Thought he was dead? Thought they were both dead. What are we looking for, a ghost?
If it is a ghost you seek, you've found one.
Master Arca, the ship is ready to depart. Shall we load the sarcophagus aboard?
Run! Everybody run!
Yes. The sooner we get Nad's remains off this world, the sooner we can come to grips with whatever is poisoning the atmosphere here.
Run! They're coming!
Eh? What's that? One of the Beast Riders.
He's running this way, telling us to... By the Force! What was that?
Another explosion!
The worshippers of Freedin Nadd are here!
Where? Where? I don't see any ships overhead.
Don't you feel that rumbling?
They aren't above us! They're attacking from...
Some kind of war machine, crashing upward through the foundations of the city.
It looks like a giant tunnel maker.
Not just a machine, Ulic. There's a whole army on board.
The followers of Freedin Nadd are attacking.
Here they come! Hey, you and Os Willem take the battle to them. Tat and I will guard Master Arca. Right. Come on, Os Willem. If you came for battle...
For battle, come to me.
By the Force, it's huge!
I am Warb Null, guardian of Freedin Nadd.
Kay, suddenly, everything's gone dark. I can't think. It's Sith magic, Willem. Don't lose hope. Underneath that black armor... There must be flesh and bone! Ugh. Ah.
Ah. Foolish Jedi! I am Freedin Nadd's right hand! I cannot be defeated!
Nadd's right hand, huh? Well, right hand, meet the left hand of Kay Keldroma! Ha! Master Arca, that dark Jedi in the black armor is holding off Kay and Os Willem.
Those two can take care of themselves, Ulic.
But I've got to!
Don't be so rash, Ulic. Learn discipline. Feel the Force. The battle is only a distraction. Something powerful is at work here. I feel it.
Master Arca!
What happened, Ulic?
I don't know.
Ah, dark side energy. The strongest I've ever felt.
Master Arca reached out with the Force and then collapsed. Stay with him, Tot.
Where are you going, Ulic?
To even the odds. I'm coming for you, Darksider.
Fall back! Back to the war machine!
Ulic, you're doing it! You're driving them off! Wait, you Darkside scum! I'm not finished with you!
My business is finished, foolish Jedi. But your time will come. Soon.
No! Look out, Ulic! That machine is starting to move! Come out! Come out and face me! Ulic! Hurry!
Kay, that war machine is disappearing into the ground.
And it's dragging everything down in its wake.
Including us. It's pulling me. Kay, I'm slipping.
Hold on to me, Tot. My droid arm's locked onto this pole. Hold on!
By the Twi'lek goddess. The war machine. It's gone. It just sank into the earth.
Did it take Ulic with it?
No, I'm here. I jumped ship at the last minute. But the Darksiders got away.
At least we drove them off before they did any serious damage.
No, the damage is done.
Master Arca, are you all right?
I'll be fine, Ulic. But as I said, the damage is done. This attack was just a ruse. While we fought that dark Jedi, his servants captured the sarcophagus of Freedon Nadd.
Tatanita here. What? Where are they?
We must go down into the tunnels, Ulic.
What? But Master Arca, you're in no condition to...
I have no choice. The sarcophagus of Freedon Nadd holds great power. We must not let the Darksiders have it. If King Omen is still alive, and if he's behind this madness, then this tunnel will lead us to him.
Then I'm going with you.
Princess Galia, this is far too dangerous for...
I insist. I know these tunnels better than anyone. Besides, if my father is the source of this Sith magic, I should confront him.
There is no time to argue. We must go now.
Then we're going too.
Master Arca, I've just gotten the report. There's a dark side army approaching the city.
Kane, you, Tot Danita, and Os Willem remain here. Help the Beast Riders defend the city. Ulic and I will go into the tunnels with Galia.
But Master Arca...
Kay, like your brother, you must temper your courage with wisdom. Remain here. Defend the city until we return. Ulic, let's go.
This tunnel is so dark. Is everyone accounted for? Master Arca?
I am at your side, Ulic. You must learn to see with the Force.
And I am here too, Ulic.
Galia, do you know where we are?
No. This tunnel? It leads deeper than any of the catacombs I knew about.
And it seems far older, buried deeper in the planet's core, and in the dark side. We must be careful.
Dark side or not, when I meet that warrior Warb Null, I'm going to...
He is not your worst enemy, Ulic Keldroma.
Who is that?
King Omen.
Father?
Yes, my daughter.
But what has happened to you?
Ah, you refer to my enhancements? Necessary, I'm afraid. My body has worn away, it seems. This metal exoskeleton is all that keeps my aged bones from collapsing.
But, Father, what are you doing all alone in these tunnels? I thought you were dead.
Dead? No. That was simply a necessary diversion, so I could continue my studies. As for living down here in these tunnels, well... I've grown to like them. And I am hardly alone. As you can see, I have an army.
The Darksiders, they're all here.
Steady, Ulic. Have patience. King Omen, I sense that the pall of darkness weighs on you like death itself.
Ah, Master Arca,
Listen to me, old man. In the name of the Jedi, I demand the sarcophagus of Freedon Nadd. I need to know how the dark side remains so strong in this place.
Come closer, Arca. I will tell you a secret.
Master Arca, don't. I don't trust him.
Come, come, young Jedi. I am an old man. I live only by the grace of technology. What harm can I do? Arca.
Yes, King Omen.
You should know the darkness has been with us for centuries. My father, his father.
I know that.
But do you know that the Great One is with us, even yet?
What?
Oh, yes, even now. Even here.
Master Arca!
What? What's that figure? Like a ghost rising behind my father's form.
I am Freedon Nadd.
It's some dark side trick.
No, it is him. It is Freedon Nadd.
But he's been dead for over 400 years.
Yes, my mummified flesh sleeps in stone. But this old man called my spirit back from chaos. I have given him my knowledge.
Now I understand why the dark side has continued to fill this city. King Omen has been practicing Sith magic that he learned from you.
Fear me not, Jedi. I am powerless in my present state.
But I am not.
Father, no! Ulic, he's lifting Arca off the ground. How can he?
Your father looks weak, Galia, but that metal frame must give him strength.
You've guessed only part of it, foolish young Jedi. The exoskeleton supports my body, but the dark power of Freedon Nadd gives me strength to do this.
Ulic, what's happening?
The dark side power has trapped him. Master Arca, fight it.
Your master cannot, boy. Through King Omen, my power rules this planet once more.
Ulic! Galia! Run!
Not without you, Master.
Ulic, come on!
Guards, stop them!
Jedi, halt!
Warp null!
Galia, come to me, daughter. Take my hand. Stay with your old father. I need you for my work.
Ulic, take me away from him, please.
Jedi, surrender. You are nothing next to the might of Warb Null.
Let's find out.
Now, Omen, while the young Jedi is distracted, take Arca's body deeper into the catacombs.
As you command, Dark Lord. But I believe that young warrior will give Warb Null a fine beating.
Yes. All according to plan. His death suits me. Just as the growing power of Ulic Del'Roma suits my plan.
My arm, you've cut it off. The pain. Mercy, I beg.
I'll give you mercy. The same mercy you showed my brother. There. It's done. Galia, where's Master Arca?
Gone, Ulic. They've taken him away.
Oh, my head. Oh, the dark side power is oppressive. Too much anger. I feel dizzy. Oh, like I'm falling.
Should we go after them?
No. Let's get the others. We're going to need help, Galia. Lots of help.
Order! Order! This meeting of the Defense Committee will come to order. Thank you. Now, you're all aware of the trouble on the planet Onderon. But I'm afraid it's much worse than we suspected. We recently received this garbled transmission from one of the Jedi Knights assigned to Onderon.
Attention, leaders of the Republic. My name is Ulic Keldroma, a Jedi Knight. There is terrible danger on the planet Onderon. The situation here is worse than we thought. Leaders of the Republic, if you're receiving this, please send help. We need reinforcements. There's an army of Darksiders, worshippers of the Sith Lord, Freedon Nadd. They've captured Master Arca. Are you receiving us, Coruscant? We've encountered King Omen, a powerful Darkseid magician. We've also discovered the spirit of Freedon Nadd himself. We need help.
That's all the message we received. We were unable to send a reply. Are there any questions?
Aye.
The chair recognizes the senator from Oran 3.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure what this squabble has to do with us. After all, Onderon is still a backward planet, not even part of the Republic yet.
Order! The Jedi Knights have asked us for assistance. They have served the Republic nobly in the past. We owe it to them. I recommend that the Republic fleet move at once!
Quelling civil unrest is one thing, but challenging the dark side? Surely that's a matter for the Jedi themselves to resolve.
I disagree.
As do I.
Master Thorn, the presence of a Jedi Master in the capital city honors us. And who is...
This is my apprentice, Nomi Sunrider.
Hello.
I find your language difficult. She will translate for me.
Master Thon says, we have come to urge you to help us defend the planet Onderon.
But this matter involves the dark side. The followers of the ancient dark Jedi, Freedon Nadd. It is a problem for the Jedi to solve.
You are senators of the Republic. Each of you speaks for the assembled presidents of his planet. Each of those presidents speaks for your government. Each government for millions of citizens. Yet when you come together here, in the halls of this Republic, you speak with one voice. How is that?
Well, we're a republic. We have our differences, yes, but we're united in a common government.
Master Thon asks, why?
Well, for the good of all. United we are stronger.
United we are stronger, and so we ask your help. The evil we face on Onderon is not a matter just for the Jedi or for the Republic. The dark side is not simply my enemy, it is yours.
And yours.
If we do not fight the dark side together, the shadow will fall on each of us in turn. Today I send this Jedi, this brave young woman, to Onderon to fight a battle. A battle that may mean the end of the Republic itself. The Jedi fight for you. The Jedi may die for you. What will you, in turn, do for the Jedi?
Well, I think it's time we voted. Respond aye or nay. All those in favor of assisting the Jedi?
Aye!
Mm. Mm. Mm.
that the Senate has voted to send a peacekeeping force to the planet Onderon.
Alima, I just don't get this.
Satal, shh. I'm listening to the news.
This quick strike force will reinforce a band of Jedi Knights already on the planet. Onderon was once under the rule of Freedon Nadd, a follower of the outlawed Sith.
The pages in this book are all gibberish.
Shh! Practitioners of forbidden Sith magic are said to be still active on Iziz, Onderon's single great city. Rumors suggest that the spirit of the long-dead Sith Lord, Freedon Nadd, continues to control the city. On the economic front...
That's it.
What?
That planet! Onderon. They still practice Sith magic there.
Of course! Oh, that's where we can unlock the secrets of this book!
Let's get to our ship, Satal. We're going to Onderon.
Republic Starship Alliance 1 cleared for departure. All personnel report on board for final check.
Your ship is about to depart, Nomi Sunrider.
I know, Master Thon.
Speak. What is it?
I don't know how to say it. Can't you see it in me?
We are Jedi. Our connection is beyond words, but sometimes the words help us understand ourselves. Speak.
Everything's happened so fast. I still think of Ander. All those years he served the Force, he was so happy, so vital, so alive. He had so much experience, and then it was over in an instant. It's all so new for me. I'm just afraid it will end too soon. Master, must I do this?
Garun. No.
Really?
There is nothing you must say, and no one you must see. There is nothing you must do, and nowhere you must go, Nomi Sunrider. That is the wonderful, terrible truth of life. You are putting yourself in grave danger, Nomi Sunrider. You do not have to do so.
Wait, is that all you're going to say? You're my teacher.
I have spoken a great truth, Nomi Sunrider. But the lesson is not in the truth. It is in your use of the truth.
But, Os Willem warned me he would push me.
Ma'am, the ship is ready to depart. Are you coming?
Yes.
Fall back! Fall back!
Hurin Kira, what are you doing? We've got to wait for Ulic and Master Arca.
We've been holding this position for 2 days. Either they're safe somewhere else or they're gone for good.
Don't say that!
You think I want to say it? My wife is with them. But wherever we are, we can't help them if we're dead. And there's a battalion of Darksiders moving down these streets.
Kay! Ulic! Ulic, where have you been?
In the tunnels. Lost. Running.
You look so pale.
Darkside. Sith magic. Sapping at my strength. We barely made it out of the catacombs. Galia, safe with her people.
But where's Master Arca?
They've got him. Kay, they were too powerful. It's my fault.
Well, we've got troubles of our own, Ulic. The Darksiders have captured the palace. If we don't do something soon, the city is lost.
Sent a distress message to the Republic. I don't know if it got through.
Well, if they don't get here soon, it won't matter if they get here at all.
All wings, this is Nomi Sunrider aboard the Republic Flagship Alliance 1. We have achieved low orbit over Onderon. Status report.
This is Wing 1 checking in. All clear, accelerating to attack velocity.
Wing 2, all clear.
Wing 3, all Hey, what's that?
What's wrong, Wing 3?
My scope shows a civilian spacecraft approaching the planet Onderon. Telesponder says she's a royal yacht out of the Empress Terra system.
Turn them around, Wing 3. We've got the entire Republic war fleet dropping down on that planet. No need for civilians to get hurt.
Copy that, flagship. Attention, incoming vessel. Attention, incoming vessel. You are entering a security military zone.
Repeat, you are entering a security military...
Seital, what are you doing?
Shutting off the comm link, Alima. I'm not going to do what he says, so I listen to him.
Seital! There are about 100 Republic battlecruisers starting an attack run. You want to get us killed?
No, Alima. I want power. And I'm not letting the Republic get to those Sith magicians before we do. Hold on.
Take cover! There's a dark side assault shuttle strafing the city!
No, look! That ship's from the Republic. Reinforcements have arrived.
Wing 4, this is Alliance 1. Are your rocket troops ready?
Affirmative, Alliance 1.
Then launch your rocket jumpers.
Acknowledged, flagship.
Okay, boys, we're only 2 miles above the city.
2 miles, is that all? Damn, one time on Cyboria, we had to drop from 16 miles up. Nowhere, full space gear.
Save the bragging for after the battle. Recon reports heavy door-to-door fighting between the Beast Riders on the one side and the Dark Side Army on the other. We're dropping down into the middle of it. So strap on your packs, jack up your blasters, and get ready to jump.
Ready!
Launch door open.
Right!
And launch!
Yeah!
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 Alima, are you all right?
Yes. What? What happened?
Our ship must have been hit in the crossfire. We came down hard, but... but we landed right in the middle of the city!
Yes. Can you feel it? There is power here, waiting for us! Come on!
Landing shuttle has touched down. Prepare to disembark.
Status report, Captain.
All assault shuttles and rocket jumpers are away. All wings report they've engaged the enemy.
And that civilian ship we spotted?
No one's seen it since it went down over the city. You suspect trouble?
I don't know. I'm no military commander, Captain, but... Oh!
Are you all right?
I'll be fine. The dark side is all around us.
Hope you don't mind my saying so. I've never served with a Jedi before, but are you sure you're ready for this?
We're about to find out. Open the hatch!
Kay, Os Willem, form a circle.
We're with you, Ulic! We're also surrounded by dark side warriors.
Where's Tatunita?
Here, Ulic.
Are you hurt?
No. I caught a shot from a turbo blaster. I used the force as a shield, but... it didn't hold!
I'm having the same problem, Ulic. Somehow, I keep losing my sense of the Force.
It's the dark side. Eating away at our life force. Try to focus.
There are too many of them.
Can you use some help?
Nomi Sun Rider.
Master Thawne thought you might miss me, Willem. But you all look so worn out.
It's the dark side. Sith magic is at work. But for some reason... I'm feeling a whole lot stronger now that my fellow Jedi are here. Let's go!
How goes the battle in the city above us?
Not well, King Omen. For the first 2 days, we drove the enemy back. But the Republic has arrived, and another Jedi, a female. They seem to have evened the scales. Our Sith magic no longer controls the ebb and flow.
All because of one new Jedi? Her power must be great. I shall have to deal with her immediately.
King Omen, we have also received visitors.
Visitors? In the midst of battle?
2 young travelers. They say they possess a dark side book of great power.
Interesting. Show them in. But first, let me deal with this new Jedi.
We're doing it! We're driving them off!
So much for the Darksiders!
Nomi, it was you. You made the difference.
I used Jedi battle meditation. I'm using it now to drive the Darksiders away.
I feel it too, that oppressive Darkside force. It's leaving me.
No.
And me too. It's gone.
No.
Yes, it's grown weaker.
No, it's forgotten about you. I see him. He's after me. Ah!
No, me.
Is she?
I see no wounds.
Oh.
She's awake. Nomi, what hit you?
Someone very powerful lunged at me through the force. While I tried to meditate the fight, I saw him for a moment. An emaciated man on a metal armature.
King Omen, do you think... could you lead us to him?
I think so, but he's so strong.
He's a puppet. The real power here is the dark spirit of Freedon Nadd himself.
Freedon Nadd? His power still resides here?
Yes, but now that you're with us, we have the strength to defeat him. Come on!
Welcome, my children. I am King Omen.
I am Alima, heiress to the Empress Teta star system. This is my cousin, Setal.
They say you have found Sith treasures. What gift have you brought me?
We were told you could help us translate this.
Ah, that book. It holds great secrets, that book. Yes, I can translate it for you. Give it to me.
First, tell me why we should trust an old man confined to that machinery.
Skeptical youth. Trust me, because I sense a capacity for knowledge in you. Young people like you will oversee the great change that is coming.
Alima, I suddenly feel ill.
You're such a baby, Setal. All I sense is great power that wants to help us.
Here, let me show you these wonderful amulets. They were given to me by my ancient forefather, Freedon Nadd himself.
Freedon Nadd, one of the Sith Lords. Is he alive?
His spirit is with us, but I cannot allow you to see him yet. Behold, my young friends, these baubles were created by the ancient Sith to concentrate the power of the dark side. When I wish to read the ancient Sith writings, I wear this. Put it on. Go ahead. Try it.
Go ahead, Setal.
All right. Here it goes. There, see? Nothing happened. I... Hey! I can read the book! All this gibberish! It suddenly makes sense!
Of course it does, my son. Keep it. It is yours.
Thank you, King Omen. It's a precious gift.
Not at all. Not at all. Now come, my children. Let me show you my most prized possession.
Who's that?
That, my dear, is a Jedi Master, wrapped in Mandalorian chains that keep him safely bound.
Who is he?
Not too close, my son. His prison is designed to focus the crushing power of the dark side. Can you not feel it? Master Arca? Omen, your time will come.
I can feel the dark power even from here. How does he survive?
Oh, he is a strong one. But he will break eventually. My goal is to extinguish his light and then raise him up again as a dark Jedi. Omen, listen. Do you hear them? What is it, Arca, my friend? Do you hear the voices of the dark side? Listen. Do you hear it? My Jedi Knights are coming. Poor Master Arca. You're having delusions. No, my Jedi Knights are here.
We're under attack!
King Omen! Not all the dark side soldiers and war droids in the world can keep me from your throat!
Jedi Knights!
Ah, there are too many of them!
Run! Run!
Say, Tal, let's get out of here!
This way! Down this corridor!
That's the last of them, Ulic.
Thanks to you, Nomi. You led us right to King Omen's subterranean fortress.
And right to the heart of King Omen's power!
We've come for Master Arca, and we've come for you.
Foolish Jedi! Arca has been humbled by the might of the dark side, and so shall you!
Hurry, Seytal! We've got to get out of here before those Jedi find us!
I'm running as fast as I can!
Seytal. Alima.
Did you hear something?
Yeah, but what?
Seytal. Alima. My children.
By the Empress! Do you see that?
That figure. Like a ghost.
I am Freeda Nadd.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes!
Listen to me. Take the book and the talisman. King Orman was right. You are the future of my work.
Where should we go?
Wherever you go, I will find you. I will teach you, that I promise. So says Freeda Nadd. Now, go.
Ulic! The dark side. Pure hatred weighing down on me like a stone. Can't move.
Fight it, for Master Arca.
You are powerful, young Jedi, but your lightsaber is useless. The power of Freeda Nadd protects my flesh.
Your flesh, maybe. But what about that machine you're attached to?
What?
No.
No! No! No, Nadd! Nadd! Protect me!
By the Force!
Ulic, when you destroyed that machine, his body collapsed.
Like an Arcanian jellyfish. His body is so old, nothing held it up but hatred and evil.
End my power, Ulic Keldroma.
Freeda Nadd!
King Omen served his purpose. I have withdrawn my power from him.
And from this place, it would seem.
Master Arca!
Greetings, Arca. Has King Omen's death freed you?
The Jedi Knights have freed me, Darksider.
Yes. Your Jedi Knights are strong. Perhaps I shall bring one or two of them over to the dark side.
No, Sith Lord. Today the Jedi have triumphed over the dark side. Good work, Ulic. Now all that remains is to deal with this rogue spirit.
You delude yourself, old man. All that has transpired has done so according to my plans. The Jedi have not won today. As you will one day learn, the Jedi have lost.
Is he gone?
Yes, gone. For now.
Master Arca, what did he mean? The Jedi have lost.
Attention, civilians! Prepare to evacuate the city. Transport ship now leaving from Docking Bay 4. All bags and baggage will be searched.
All right, all right. Watch your step. There's plenty of room on board. Hey, you!
Yes?
What you got there?
This? Oh, it's just a book.
Yeah? Let me see. The Republic's trying to stop the spread of dark side weapons off planet.
But this is just a book.
Well, it's the strangest book I ever saw. I guess it's okay, though. Here. All right, get on board. This is the last evac ship to leave today, so if you want to leave Onderon, you gotta get on board.
Yes, sir.
All right, keep moving, keep moving.
Nomi Sunrider, I want to thank you again for coming to our aid. The Jedi could not have won without you.
I'm glad I could help, Master Arca. I'm sure my husband would have wanted it that way.
And I'm just glad we can finally see the bones of old Frieden Nad laid to rest.
Yes, they're sealing the tomb now.
Lift the coffin.
Yes, in this tomb the lingering traces of dark side power will fade from his corpse.
Easy, easy. There.
But his evil spirit is still free.
I just wish I knew what he meant about the Jedi.
Slide it forward now.
Nad spoke of the ancient prophecy that the Dark Lords of the Sith would come again. These prophecies chill my blood.
Okay, roll the stone in place.
Are they true?
There may be something to them, but the future is always in motion. Ulic Keldroma, Nomi Sunrider, we are Jedi. The future depends on us.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks presentation of Star Wars, Tales of the Jedi. Produced and directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer John Wynn. Star Wars, Tales of the Jedi is based on a story by Tom Veitch. Published by Dark Horse Comics. Audio adaptation written by John Whitman. Music composed by John Williams. Engineering by Paul Goodrich. Recorded, mixed, and mastered at Merlin Music, New York City. This presentation was produced under license with Lucasfilm Limited.